Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We'll try a singing chalice lighting, and that was really wonderful. It worked out very well. Thank you. Very pleased to welcome all of you to our service today. It's good to see so many of you here on a cold January day as we come to the end of this month. Thank you for being here. As always, we extend a special welcome to any who are visiting with us, either for the first time or back from an earlier visit. We're glad to have you with us. We hope that following the service, you'll come join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room and get to know us a little better. If you'd like some more information both about this church and about our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, please stop by our newcomers table. Someone can meet and greet you there and answer any questions that you may have. Good to be back with you this Sunday. Had a very wonderful time up in Rockland, Maine last week with a congregation I served way back when. Always good to go up and touch base with them, and I heard some very good things about the service here. Thank you for giving Reverend Gayden such a wonderful welcome, as I hear that you did. Call your attention to all the announcements that are in your order of service. Hold up just a couple for you. 2 weeks from yesterday will be the next Simple Gifts Coffee House. This is the local performers showcase. Headlining that or leading it off will be our own Simone Rios. More information on that, Anya, Jeff Goodell over here, and some of the other folks involved with that. Also, next Sunday is going to be a very special service on the arts and spirituality, and it's also going to be used to highlight or as a fund to help raise funds. Our outreach collection will be from the Cal Libby Scholarship that we award each spring. And if you have artwork for this Cal Libby fundraiser, talk to Dick Whitehue or Carol Thorpe. They'll be out there after the service. I know Carol, you're there. Dick, I saw you here. And there's Dick. Okay, speak with both of them.